Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. We're back with our Noisemakers Summer Roundup episode this month, following our live episode that we just dropped a couple weeks ago. Definitely go check that one out if you haven't already for conversations and intimate performances from some of the Bay Area's best emerging artists. But on this episode, we're venturing beyond the Bay and taking you through music from all over the world that's been ringing through the speakers this summer. Lots of new albums on deck, some that just dropped, a brief conversation and a live performance from Aussie singer-songwriter Angie McMahon, and a lot of discoveries in this one. So tap in. You're now in tune to the Noise Pop Podcast's Noisemakers Summer Roundup. Chase Homme is an artist we've had the pleasure of featuring here on the show multiple times over the years. It's the indie project of Bay Area native Melina Duterte. She's been in LA for the past couple years and working on a new record. Anako is due out August 23rd on Polyvinyl Records, and the title's a term of endearment that her Filipino mother used to call her. And I love that. We're going to play the second single off of Anako called Tenderness, and it's this sun-soaked jangle about feeling jaded with the role that social media plays in relationships, namely getting over them. In fact, there's another song by Sui Zen that comes up later in this episode that tackles similar themes too. Chase Homme had a great run for the past couple years, and Melina's about to do it all over again because her music has always set itself apart by being totally relatable. Whether we're laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, trying to deal with the emotions of the general bullshit of life as a young person, or sitting on a public bus, going through the mundane motions of our day-to-day. This new material is incredibly well-produced, reminds me a lot of Montreal group Tops. Point being, Chase Homme is getting even better, and that's awesome. Okay, I'm rambling. Chase Homme's playing the Fillmore on Saturday, September 14th, with Boy Scouts, who lent some vocals on Anako, and who also joined us on our last live episode. You're going to want to be at that show. It's a homecoming of sorts for Chase Homme, and a chance to hear this new album in person. Anako is out August 23rd, and here's Chase Homme now with Tenderness.
Thank you.
That was Tenderness by Jay Somm. One of the best hip-hop releases of the year came from Pivot Gang. Now, Pivot Gang is a Chicago rap collective of cats like Saba, Joseph Chilliams, Fresh Waters, and the record called You Can't Sit With Us has a slightly different lineup of rappers from track to track. The one we're going to play is called Hero, and it's sound by Saba, Fresh Waters, and MF and Mello. Again, I can't say enough about what a legit rap record this is. I've had it on repeat lately, and it's really a good reflection, start to finish, of the vibe and energy that's vaulted Chicago rap over the past 5 years. And we've played a lot of Chicago rap here on the show, and now you got to hear this one. This is Pivot Gang with Hero.
Now I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I'll admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread. Now I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I'll admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread.
I just had to catch my bread. I'm back like I never lived. I can't tell a lie or fear. Bitch, I'm too young to be depressed. But we focused on the bag. Open sesame, treasure chest. Don't got no time to get distracted. Only focus is to feed the fan. They might comment on your social, but they can't love you, they don't know you. I take the bullshit from around me and block it out, I'm like a goalie. I just poured on the podium. Wrestling demons like me Foley now. And she might leave me on my lonely day. But she be bad like I'm with Tony now.
Nah, I ain't looking for a new hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread. Nah, I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread.
And be stacking my niggas. We just be packing our figures, making our way through the winter. So many losses I try to remember, but that's how we condition. Self-medicate, cope with the cops and they hate. So many slopes, no skis, pivot just staying OT. We just been moving on E to the fee. On three commas on top of these shows and festivals. Raise up the whole decimal, give you the whole vision. This like the kitchen I'm cooking up. If you ain't ate, better get a lunch. Most of y'all deaf, time to listen up. Before it's too late, finna run it up. Ain't no run it back with the runner
nah,
up.
Nah, I ain't looking for no hero, no oil. Volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread. Nah, I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread.
No caping, I be near. That take off private like a Leah. Yeah, yeah. I don't be around nor kneel down. Y'all calling cap and still see the sounds like onomatopoeia. I'm the one on the hill. Still as fuck 12, yes I must yell. Don't save me, save yourself. Like Rose and Titanic. Niggas don't shit, but we pivot, no panic. Still good in the hood like mechanic. Fuck up a mic on my dirty Diana. Who know I get here off the manuscript. But do it yourself, they can handle it. This if whoever thought you can have a bit. That's dinner for two like it's candlelit.
Nah, I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread. Nah, I ain't looking for no hero, no or heroine. Please don't volunteer, we'll be broke by saying. I be worried about the wrong things, sometimes I admit. They act twice, so sad. I just had to catch some bread.
That was Pivot Gang with Hero. I came across this next one going through Hype Machine's always excellent Stack weekly newsletter. We've talked about Stack before, definitely subscribe to that. And shout out to my homie Dave Sutton, who curates it really well. Sui Zen is the experimental pop project of Melbourne-based Becky Sui Zen, and her third LP, Losing Linda, comes out on Cassine Records on September 27th. This is the same label as groups like Yumi Zuma and our friend Claire George. So Sui Zen recorded this album in Japan, where she was on an artistic residency, and it's a concept album about loss and processing emotions and our respective realities in the digital age. Like, when all these photos and records of us exist online, what happens to us and the memories of us when we're gone? And I've really been thinking about that concept a lot. The lead single, called Perfect Place, totally grabbed me and was really an introduction for me to Sui Zen's music. The more I learn about her, the more I know that this is a special project for sure. Here's Sui Zen with Perfect Place.
Did it take so long to come back here again? You think it will be endless time, that you can put it off till later. But time doesn't stop, it won't give up, it goes on and on. Things you can't put off, do it now. Do it now. I got myself an idea to call someone. Shall we take a drive to chase the sun? I got the perfect place.
Quiet.
The perfect place.
Gentle.
You don't bring a thing. I got it. Setting out for the perfect place. The perfect place. I just can't explain it.
I just can't explain it.
It does something to me. I just can't explain it.
I just can't explain it.
It does something to me. Setting out.
That was Perfect Place by Sui Zen. Saturday, August 17th, Noise Pop brings its 7th annual 20th Street Block Party back to the Mission District with top-notch live music and food from local eateries. This year's music lineup features Alex Cameron, Speedy Ortiz, Sasami, Zola, and more. The Block Party goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the 20th Street corridor between Harrison and Bryan Streets. It's free to attend, but donations are strongly encouraged as it's a benefit for A26 Valencia, a mission-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with the writing skills. You can also go to noisepop.com and purchase suite VIP packages to 20th Street Block Party. See you there. Radiohead's Thom Yorke has a new solo album out called Anima, out on the always excellent XL Recordings label. If you've heard about the album and maybe haven't dug in yet, here's your chance to get hooked, because it's yet another stellar solo album by Thom. It's his third solo record following 2014's Tomorrow's Modern Boxes, and then the debut back in 2006, The Eraser, which is nothing short of a seminal release in my opinion. Back to Anima, though, and the track we're going to play, it's called Impossible Knots. It's got this punchy electronic breakbeat, cinematic melodies, and York's high-pitched coo that it's really one of the most recognizable voices in music. Radiohead might indeed be the best band on the planet, and Thom Yorke doesn't release solo LPs like this very often. I mean, three times in almost 15 years? This is much more than just a whim. Here's Thom Yorke with Impossible Knots. Thank you. That was Tom York with Impossible Knots.
Loving you is throwing me. Loving you is lonely.
Our guest this month, you might have heard in our Best of South by Southwest episode from this past March, it's Aussie singer-songwriter Angie McMahon. She won the International Grokey Prize at South By, and her debut LP, Salt, just came out on July 26th on Dual Tone Records. Angie was playing a live session at Alt 105, our local alt-rock station here in San Francisco, and my friends Aaron Axelson and Molly Kish welcomed me in to speak with Angie and peep the session. We're going to take you to that conversation I had with her right now, and then we'll hear the track Keeping Time from that intimate session at Alt 105. Here it is. Okay, we are at Alt 105 right now. I'm with Angie McMahon, who you might have heard on our South by Southwest episode was one of the two like big discoveries for us this year, for me personally, for sure. Angie, hello, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you're from Australia, and you're doing a tour, kind of a press tour, some show tours through the States right now, and you find yourself, how do you find yourself in San Francisco?
Yeah, well, I just got here last night and I leave tonight, so I barely get to see much of it, but I'm really loving it, actually. The architecture is amazing. I was in LA yesterday. Tomorrow, I think we're in Portland.
Nice.
And doing like new city every day, so it's pretty cool.
So, well, you know, you're only here for 24 hours, but you will soon have time to be back here. The first thing I want to talk about is you won the International Grokey Prize at South by Southwest this year, which is a big fucking deal. And we've had another Grokey Prize winner on the show before. We had Lapsley on a few years ago, and she hadn't won it yet, but now we get to talk about what it's like to win that prize. What's happened since then?
Well, yeah, it was kind of wild to win it because I didn't know that it existed until we got the announcement. And so I was like, oh, amazing. And then since then, I think it's just been really helpful in like everything else that we've been doing because it's been the lead up to my debut album, which comes out real soon. And so maybe it'll be out when you release this podcast. But so, I mean, it's just been so amazing to be able to keep working on all the stuff that we've been working on. But with that little boost behind us and like the reward as well for my team, I think is really cool because everyone worked so hard on our South By trip and getting it all together. And then there was like a real payoff, and it was so nice to see everyone like feel like they were being recognized.
Yeah.
You know, I get recognized, you know, for what I'm doing often because I'm on the stage and people clap, but it's like everyone behind the scenes is actually working really, really hard to make that happen. And then
The
Grokey Prize is for everybody involved.
And for context, for people who don't know, the Grokey Prize is, if there was like a grand jury prize, like in Cannes or something, like a film festival that everybody knows about, these prizes that get pushed out in press and promo, it's like the grand jury prize of South by Southwest. There's a US one, the international one, which you won, and then a legacy one every year. And this year I got to vote for it, which was awesome. And I voted for you and you won. So that made me really happy.
Thank you. And thanks for the vote.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love going to South By because I always say it kickstarts my year. Mm-hmm. And then to have a conversation with you now, like this is like pretty cool. Like, this wouldn't have happened, I think, if I hadn't seen you at South By.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the second show I saw you at the Continental Club.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when you had just found out that day that you won the Grokey Prize. And there was like this moment where you like brought up your whole team on stage. And I was like, in my head, I was like, wow, this is what it must feel like to like win South by Southwest.
Yeah.
You know? So like talk about that moment that night. And this is the club that Gary Clark Jr. used to have a weekly residency at in Austin. And it's pretty iconic out there.
That's amazing. I didn't actually know the Gary Clark Jr. thing until you just said it. It was incredible. Like we had worked really hard to get there, and also we'd worked really hard all week because we had all these shows and it was a really new environment for us and we were feeling the pressure, and that was the last show. And so it was like we had found out about the prize and then we played our last show. So we like let ourselves do whiskey shots and like, you know, the room was packed and it was sweaty and it was just like it felt very raw and human. And
totally.
Yeah, I really did want to celebrate with everyone who is behind the scenes. So I just kind of brought them all up. And there's a really funny video of like my manager, Charlotte, like drunk dancing in the front. And it's like we made a tour video, which is on YouTube, I think, which is
cool.
Our South by Southwest kind of video footage. And there's a bit of that dancing at the end.
So. I did meet Charlotte in the back of the club at the end of the night. And that makes sense in the yeah. realm of that evening. Another thing that you kind of announced to everybody there is that you just signed a Dual Tone yeah. and you used like South by Southwest as a platform to talk about that. Dual Tone signed people like Mountjoy, Lumineers. The album's coming out. Is it the 26th? Mm-hmm. Is that the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 26th of July. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So Dual Tone's kind of known for like an Americana folk folk label, if you will. And your music, one way to look at it could be to call it Americana music. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be an Aussie who makes music that's at least kind of fitting into the realm of like those artists on a pretty iconic label in that regard, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really special. I guess I don't think of my music in terms of a genre.
Good, fuck genres.
Well, yeah, it's hard these days, but if my Uber drivers ask me, I'm like, it's rock music. But it's not, yeah. I don't actually know. And it's nice to be part of, I mean, for me, it's about the people that we're working with and their passion for music in general. It's not so much about the genre, but in terms of like being in the company of really great musicians and really great people, I can only feel like gratitude and
for sure.
very lucky for
sure.
that.
What kind of inspired the type of music that you make? What artists? I mean, you have a Neil Young Helpless cover that's coming out. It's on the album, right?
It's not on the album, actually.
But it's out now? It's on yeah. Spotify now. Yeah. Okay, cool. What's kind of inspired the music that you make? Who has inspired the music that you make?
It's just like songwriters. I mean, it's singer-songwriters first and foremost. A lot of them are female. Like the ones that I've been listening to for my whole life. But Neil Young and like a few other artists like Springsteen and Bob Dylan. My dad was just like feeding me and my siblings from like a young age. And that, I mean, I always reference Springsteen as a big inspiration just because of great songwriting, great intention behind every performance and every song. And so that's a big one for me. And then like Katie Lang is one.
Cool.
I mean, there's just like, there's not a particular branch, I guess, of
for sure.
music.
For
it's
sure.
more like great songs and like a desire to contribute to like the songwriting narrative
yeah.
overall. Lyrics and like voices, that's the thing. That
You're also a killer guitar player though, so.
No, I'm definitely not. I know like six chords.
Maybe that guitar that you have though is pretty rocking though.
It's a good guitar.
Yeah.
It's a good guitar.
What kind of guitar is it?
It's a Harmony H7-8 is cool. the make, and it's quite a hot, like the pickups are really hot and they just like, they do a lot of stuff by themselves. So I don't actually
yeah.
do much to play it well.
I mean, it was like in the first show I saw at South By, I was in a church. So the mm-hmm. pickups were really hot and it was like filling that ceiling up. So
Yeah. I really had to like, we had to consult each other as a band to try and play quietly for that gig. But it was a really special one, that
right on.
Church one.
Cool. Well, we'll talk about a song in 1 second here. You're going to be going on tour supporting Hozier, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in November.
Now, are you in November? So you're not doing the West Coast dates, right?
No.
Cool.
No.
But you're all over the place touring with him, and then the album's coming out. This episode will probably be out before the album comes out.
No pressure.
No pressure. At either way, July 26th, Salt on Dual Tone Records, which mm-hmm. you just spoke about. So we are at Alt 105 right now for a reason, because you're in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, you're going to do a live session here. And we're going to play a song from that live performance. We're going to play Keeping Time, which has been my favorite song of yours for sure. We played Missing Me on the South By episode.
Cool.
Now we're going to play Keeping Time. Tell us about Keeping Time, and then we'll listen to it from the recording of that performance.
Yeah, sweet. I'll make sure I play it in 5 minutes.
I did not just dictate her set list. I already knew she was playing it. So
I did. I filled you in. I'm going to play it second. I really loved writing that song because it was the first time I had written a guitar riff, I guess, that I felt was a little bit more complex than like two chords. And it made me feel like my songwriting was moving and the song itself moves along. And it was really satisfying to complete. It took me a long time to write the chorus, actually, which ended up just being like yelling. It's just ooze, because I was like, I don't know what the chorus of this song is going to be. But it's very much about self-discipline and wanting to, you know, dive into this music career thing and wanting to find the songwriting path that I would be inspired by and writing myself into that place, I guess. So
cool.
I don't know if any of that makes sense.
No, I think it sounds like a very real place. It sounds like where you're at right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's funny, we were talking a little bit ago that I spoke with Courtney Barnett a week ago, and like a moment I had with her where I was like, you know, I've been covering you since 2014.
Mm.
So here's hoping that maybe 5 years from now, we'll have a similar conversation like that too.
That'd be cool. Hopefully I'll be better at guitar by then.
All right. Here's Keeping Time. Angie McMahon, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
just about. And all the ways we can bruise are of use to us. And all the things I've burnt are learned their cost. And all there's cracks in me, oh, the cracks in me. I've been braced by the ignition.
That was Angie McMahon with Keeping Time.
Come along, catch a heifer lump.
Well, speaking of my buddy Aaron Axelson, he put me up this week on an English artist named Cosmo Sheldrake, who gained a lot of steam after his song Come Along was featured on a recent Apple commercial. The track peaked on Spotify's viral charts and all sorts of other charts. Dude sold out all of his U.S. dates, including the SF show that Aaron booked at Pop Scene at Rickshaw Stop. I blasted this album this week for the first time ahead of the show, and it just gave me the boost I needed to keep my motor running late into a busy afternoon. Cosmo writes in vibrant melodies and globe-spanning drums. He's about to really blow up. I know it. We're going to play a track called Wriggle off of last year's album, The Much Much How How and I. And if you missed the show this time around, there's a new U.S. tour already announced at bigger venues than before, including October 11th in San Francisco at The Independent. Here's Cosmo Sheldrake with Wriggle. Thank you.
did you go? Did you wriggle or roll? Did you giggle or grumble? Thumb, thumb, from where did you come? Did you toddle or run? Did you skip, jump or stumble? Sing along, put some pickles on, and play the mellotron. Go down, let's go down, let's go down. Don't you wanna come down and drink along? Count to 21, and go and right a wrong, and feed the pelicans.
That was Wriggle by Cosmo Sheldrake. Okay, we were sly last week with the music that played under our intro and outro sections, but it was for a reason. The songs were both from Joy Techniques, the debut LP from producer and multi-instrumentalist Nate Mercero. Nate used to live in San Francisco, did a lot of recording right here at Different First Studios, but made his way down to LA a while back, and he's been writing and producing with artists like Leon Bridges, Lizzo, Shawn Mendes, Terrace Martin, fucking Jay-Z. Dude is in the zone, as you can tell, especially on this new record. It's a collection of new jazz grooves that are just right up my alley as I get deeper and deeper into this reimagination and reinterpretation of what constitutes jazz music that's happening all over the world right now. I'm excited about this release, to say the least. We're going to send it off with a track called Righteous Energy, and I booked Nate to play at Amnesia last weekend with Zola opening, and Nate and his band put down nothing short of musical wizardry. You want to know where jazz music is heading? This is a fine example of it. Off the record, Joy Techniques, out now on How So Records. Here's Nate Mercero with Righteous Energy. Thank you. That was Nate Mercero with Righteous Energy. Thanks for tuning in to the Noise Pop Podcast. If you like what you heard, please, please, please leave us a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. It's the best and easiest way to support the show. The music you heard under this outro and the episode's intro is all off of Monster Rally's upcoming album, Adventures on the Floating Island, out September 20th on Gold Robot Records. You could see Monster Rally live all weekend at Outside Lands from August 9th to 11th at the Cocktail Magic Stage. Yeah, that sounds right. Many thanks to Different First Studios, where this episode was recorded, to the team at Alt 105, and to our guest, Angie McMahon. Go check out her new album, Salt, out now. The Noise Pop Podcast is written and produced by me. It's mixed and engineered by Molly Bolton. Our executive producer is Kevin Arnold, and Lamont Harper and Adrian Lee at Noise Pop provide marketing support. Until next month, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.